We're doing the stories of the Talmud. We're continuing in Gittin Daf Zayin. The Gemara says the following story. There was a man by the name of Gniva who used to pick on Mar Okva. Mar Okva was in Amora. And this man Gniva would curse him. This man would try to get him upset. Whatever he could, he'd come and bother Mar Okva. So Mar Okva sent word to Rabbi Elazar and asked him, "Bnei Adam ha'omdim alai, there are people who are bothering me as best as they can, uviyadi lemosram lamalchut, and I have the ability now to tell the authorities about them. Mahu, is it permissible? I could go to the authorities and say, he's cheating on his taxes, and he'll be in such trouble he won't be able to bother me anymore. So can I do that?" Sirtet v'chatavle. So Rabbi Eliezer took a piece of paper and he wrote lines on the piece of paper, and then he wrote to him the following verse. Amalti, the verse says in Tehillim, David Amel said, Amalti eshmera derachai, I have said I will watch my way, mechato vilshoni, from sitting in my tongue, from sinning with my tongue. Eshmera lefi machsom, I will watch my mouth. I will place a guard before my mouth. Beod rashah lenegdi, whilst the wicked are still opposite me. Af al pi sherashah lenegdi, even though the wicked are standing opposite me trying to harm me. Eshmera lefi machsom, I will watch my mouth. I will place a guard over it, so I won't pay them back. So he was telling him, shut your mouth. Swallow the harm he's doing you, but don't give him over to the authorities. Shalach le, so Mar Okva sent back a letter to Rabbi Eliezer. Kametzare li tuva, they're bothering me a lot. They're lo matzena deikum behu, and it's reaching a point where I can't stand up. They're bugging me, and I can't stand up against them. Shalach le, so Rabbi Eliezer sent him back the verse. Dom lashem vitcholel lo. Be silent, hope for Hashem, and wait for Him to help you out. Dom Lashem, wait for the time from sunrise to sunset. Go learn Torah. Vehu yapilem lecha chalalim chalalim, and God will make them fall before you. Hashkem va'arev aleihem lebet ha'midrash ve'en kalin ma'alehin. You go early to learn in Beis Medrash. You stay late and learn Beis Medrash. And they'll end up being finished off on their own. So he didn't accept him. He didn't accept his claim. He wouldn't let him go to the authorities. He said, you want them to fall, you go deal more in Torah, and they'll fall on their own. Hadavah yatza mipi Rabbi Eliezer, untanu legniva bekola. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer just said these words, and Gniva was caught by the authorities on their own, without Mar Okva saying anything, and they put him in shackles. So he was put in shackles on death row. So Mar Okva didn't give him over to the authorities, and Gniva was given over to death row. It's interesting, I had a similar story. When I was here, initially when I came to learn in yeshiva, so I had a certain paper, I had to get authorization from the army to continue learning. And I kept running after them. They kept sending me from office to office to office to office. I kept calling and faxing and doing everything they told me, and I couldn't get the authorization. And it reached a point where I was about to become illegal. So becoming illegal would mean that they could draft me to the army for 3 years, and there goes my learning for 3 years. So I'm holding by 2 or 3 weeks are left to the time when that's it. My deadline is there. And I'm not getting anywhere. So I called my Rebbe and asked him, what do? So he said, go learn Torah. When a person accepts the yoke of Torah, our sages told us, ma'avirin mimenu, they remove from him all malchus. They take off of him the yoke of the kingdom. So you learn Torah, and Be'ezrat Hashem, you'll keep trying to make it work, and Be'ezrat Hashem, it will work. He said that, and the next day everything was clear. Similar story. For 2 months, I was trying to get their authorization. I didn't get anywhere. And after he told me that, the next day suddenly everything went like a breeze. I call up, the secretary says, oh, I'm so sorry, we haven't taken care of it yet. I'm going to take care of it today. And within a few minutes,
She gets me the signature, she faxes it to me, and I stayed and continued learning.